Peter's earnest preachings for a prolonged period, then it would soon become evident that he had never read the Bible before in his life. His sermons filtered seamlessly between the nonsensical and the surreal. Such examples are his obliviousness to the subject matter and history itself, included a fable of a naked Jesus mud-wrestling a clan of barbarian women, the tale of Joseph building a Trojan horse to defeat the Romans to rescue his bitches, Peter's words, from the evil clutches of the half-robot Julius Caesar. There was even a tale of JC battling evil aliens from space, in a plotline that was more uncannily identical to that of 90s blockbuster movie Independence Day. Having received a lesson in biblical lunacy for the day, the next entertainer you would inadvertently lay your eyes upon would be Dana the Diva. Laying your eyes upon this singer was not necessarily a bad thing, since Dana possessed a beauty that was indeed admired by many. Her sultry looks had often been compared with sincerity to that of a Greek goddess, and though her face was regarded as beautiful enough to sink a thousand ships, her voice, alas, was enough to send a thousand people running for the hills. For the bird and shoppers of Chelmsley High Street, there was, at least, the reassuring compensation of there being a proverbial light at the end of the tormenting tunnel. Their perseverance of having to endure these entertainers was rewarded by the sight of the last of the street artists, a middle-aged man by the name of Harry Andrews. He was a human statue. 2. Becoming a human statue had been a natural career path for Harry. As much as standing still in the middle of a street all day, covered in makeup for loose change, could be regarded as an actual career. From a young age, Harry shared many of the characteristics which would prove to serve him well in his chosen art form. Even when he would find himself invited to a classmate's birthday party, whilst the rest of his forced upon friends would be playing the typical party games, mischievously discussing with an innocent disgust which girls they would hate to kiss, Harry would find himself away from the gathering, barely moving, scarcely speaking. These traits would continue to stalk him throughout adulthood. At the wantonness that was the office Christmas party, whilst his colleagues were playing their typical drunken games and speaking with shameful disgust about which colleagues they regretted kissing, Harry would find himself in the corner of the bar, barely moving, scarcely speaking. In total, Harry had endured 33 of these office Christmas parties, until the offer of redundancy from his employers was gratefully accepted. His generous severance package, coupled with his financial prudence, was enough to see that he didn't have to suffer any battle for employment against those far younger and far more amiable than himself. With no hobbies or interests of any note, he didn't require much of a plunge into Harry's newly acquired bottomless pit of free time to find himself trapped by the tenacious grips of tedium. What he found even more disconcerting about his boredom was that he was inexplicably missing human contact. Not that he felt any desire to converse with people or pepper them with meaningless small talk. He simply missed listening to and observing them. Harry found himself making increased visits to the Chelmsley High Street, not because he was in need of any of the surplus goods he found himself acquiring, but instead to be around people, even if he did barely say no more than a couple of words to them. It was during one of these trips to the High Street that he saw something that would end up changing the course of his life. Stood at the summit of the High Street was a man pretending to be a statue, or at best, a tenuous impersonation of one. The makeup this imposter was wearing could only be described as haphazard. Instead of a thick layer of grey paint upon his face, to have him at least look the same colour as the concrete, his face was entrailed with a mild and sporadic splattering of grey smudges that made him look more like the